Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, you're talking about this morning, which really reminded me of something that happened yesterday. You know, we're talking about, you know, Caden and Connor and that awesome story with those guys and, you know, and helping people in need, you know, and loving each other and not be so self-focused, you know, get outwardly focused. And, you know, yesterday I'd read a scripture and it's in Galatians 6 and it talks exactly what you were referring to earlier. And it says, let's not get tired of doing what is good. And at just the right time, if we won't, at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, and especially to those who are in the family of God. And, you know, as I read that yesterday and, you know, went on my day, and something interesting happened to me yesterday while I'm at the I went to go pick something up for the ministry, and I don't know about you guys, but I tend to get really focused on what I'm doing. You know, I get really task task focused. Like, I'm going in the store, I'm going and get what I need, and I'm getting out. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hang. I don't want to be in here no longer than I have to. Yeah. Unlike women, they like to, you know, browse and you know,
window shop.
I didn't say that. I'm like, get me out of here quick, but
You don't like taking your time? You don't like...
Well, it depends on what I'm looking like. If I'm in Home Depot looking at tools, no, that's another story.
Then you don't mind browsing.
I don't mind browsing,
tiptoeing through the aisles,
But for the most part, I'm like in and out, in and out. But yesterday, I'm in Office Depot picking up some stuff. And I look over to my right, and I see this little old couple. And you could tell that his wife was handicapped because he's like trying to... like holding her up so she doesn't fall, propping her up against this counter. Because they had like this printing section over in one part of it. And I'm at the checkout and I'm, you know, I'm getting ready to go. And I just keep looking over and it's like, you tell they're really struggling over there. And I'm like, oh, those poor things. Like, she's a wheelchair or something, you know, help her out. And nobody's doing anything. You know, he's like propping her up while he moves this thing out of the way.
No one in the store, nobody?
No, I'm like, please? I'm like, I just couldn't sit there. You know, I got my stuff, I checked out, and I walked over there, and I'm asking, do y'all need some help? I mean, what can I do for you? And he's like, they're fixing to leave, and so I help him, like, walk her out. And she can barely walk. She can barely move. I'm like, what is she doing in here in the first place?
Wow. You know,
she's, like, scooting her feet, like, at 2 inches. I mean, she cannot hardly move. We're like, it took us probably 10 minutes to get to the front door. And bless her heart, and he was really thankful. He was really appreciative, and they're probably in their 70s or 80s. I mean, really elderly.
Wow.
I felt so bad, and, you know, I held her up while, you know, he went to go get the car and come back. It's like, what are y'all doing in here?
Oh, my goodness.
Bless his heart. And I'm like, you know, I've prayed for her and everything, and it just, and again, this morning, and I'm reading, I just happened to look down at my Bible again, and that scripture just jumped off the page again. And I hadn't even realized I had read it that morning. You know what I'm saying? And so it all just flooded back to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, I'm like, I get real tunnel vision.
Right.
You know, and I miss a lot of opportunities. And after God reminds me of them later, he's like, you know, you should have did such and such, or you should have done that. I'm like, ah. You know what I'm saying? I beat myself up.
Right.
But then, you know, yesterday I had that opportunity to do that, and it just felt so good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just, Jesus, that was for you. You know, that was you. Whatever you do for the least of these, you're doing it to me, no matter who it is.
That's good. That's very good.
You know what I'm saying? It was just...
And what I hear you saying is that we just got to get accustomed to looking for these opportunities and giving up our time. I think that we've become a culture that's so driven by time. We've got all of these devices and technologies and all these things to help us save time. I mean, we're talking about the farmer, you know. Paul Harvey did a tribute to the farmer. If you missed that, you got to listen to it on the Torch, VFNTV.com, click Torch, and type in farmer. But you hear about the labor that people to get up early in the morning, get out there and milk the cows and do it. What do they do when they didn't have washing machines? What do they do when they didn't have microwaves? What do they do when they didn't have dishwashers? You know, what are they doing? They have, you know, vacuum cleaners and all these different cell phones and tablets and all these things that we have to save us time. And yet we're still saying we don't have the time.
Yeah.
We don't have the time. You know, we didn't have to go out there and kill the chicken. You know I'm saying pluck the chicken, make the chickens like just put that thing in a microwave or even better yet, go to the drive-thru or whatever and pick up dinner.
Right. Exactly.
And yet we're too busy. What I hear you that we're saying is that we probably need to, and not probably, but what we need to slow down to the pace of love.
Right. Look for the opportunity. Just what it says here. When we have the opportunity.
Yeah.
Do some good.
Yeah.
Pay attention. You know, don't get in such a hurry that you miss those opportunities, that you miss Jesus walking by.
Hello. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to be reminded of those situations on Judgment Day. Say, you remember that little old lady over there that was about to fall down? That was me.
You just blew by her?
That was me.
You were busy?
I know.
Oh, Lord, forgive us. Forgive
us.
Oh,
my God. I don't want to have those. Oh, anyway.
Well, we can avoid tomorrow's regrets today, right?
And exactly. And repent of the ones you missed.
Right. And God gives us mercy and he gives us grace. But that's why we're talking about it, so that we can borrow some experiences and not buy some of our own. And and this was a good thing. I mean, I love how, you know, because oftentimes I know you're saying God will speak to us and maybe we think, oh, that's just us.
I would blow it off. We don't have, we don't have time. Don't you see I'm on my schedule here. I got to get to going.
I found that a lot of those witnessing times are they're interruptions. You know what I'm saying? A lot of those opportunities to be the light are not going to come at the most opportune time. But it's going to be an interruption to your schedule,
right,
which kind of makes you ask, you know, am I on my schedule or am I on God's schedule?
Right. And that's the test.
It really is.
That's the test. Are we going to stop our agenda?
Yeah.
Even though, no matter how important it is. It may be even forgot. You're doing this in the name of God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yet then God presents you these opportunities at the same time that are inconvenient.
Right.
What are you going to do with it?
Right.
It's so important.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so important. And I love Matthew 25:40, that whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you have done to me. The same is true as whatever you didn't do. So if you didn't help her, you didn't help Jesus. Jesus saying that if you know, the disciples said, well, where were you in prison? Where were you hungry? We didn't see you hungry. Jesus, when did this happen? Help us out here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, whatever you didn't do to these brothers of mine, you didn't do it to me. And you literally helped Jesus get into the vehicle. And there's opportunities like that all around, especially with our elderly. We're seeing now that our elderly, and we have baby boomers that are retiring. They're not necessarily elderly, but we have, with technology, a lot of our elderly are living longer than maybe they were before, with all the different medicines and technology that's available for them. And they're getting around. They're still driving.
Mm-hmm.
They're still going out to eat. You know, just the other day, I was walking into a diner and there was a patch of ice. As I was walking in, just a small little patch of ice, you could barely see. It was kind of very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost slipped walking into the diner myself.
Oh, wow.
I caught myself. And as I was coming, you know, in the diner, I saw three or four elderly lady coming down. The diner had this kind of a slope at an angle. They were holding onto the rail indoors. And I'm thinking, y'all get outside. This is not going to be good. So I kind of held the door and just helped them come out and warn them about the ice thing. Told the guy who owned the restaurant, hey, listen, you want to get some salt out there? Cause this is going to be really tragic.
Right.
And there's elderly still getting out. I find that they're just so appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one day we're going to get old too, you know.
Oh, I know.
So some of us feel old already, but one day we're going to be old.
I think
too.
I need help walking out the door sometimes.
Yeah. But we're helping each other, you know. I think that with all this technology and where the world has been going, is that we're so busy, supposedly doing busy things, but we're not doing the chief thing. I mean, what did Jesus tell Martha? He says, Martha, you're worried and preoccupied with many, many things. You're upset about many things, but you just need to do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And the one thing for us should always be, you know, it's just to be listening for opportunities from God, to be in a place where we're just in just continual relationship with him, listening to his still small voice and looking with his eyes as opposed to being having a tunnel vision and looking for those places and those times where we can say, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. That was an awesome, awesome encouragement. And thank you for helping us with that, because we want to continue to do that in our lives, reaching out and touching people in need.
Yeah, definitely.
And especially those that are elderly among us.
Exactly.
You know? I'm going to call you so you can help my grandmama. And she get in her car too. She's
Is she down here?
Yeah, she's actually doing pretty good. 90 yeah. years old. Still lives on her own.
Wow.
She does have a caretaker that comes in. But let me tell you something. She still cooks. And she threw down over the holidays, man. Made a turkey and made some of our favorite foods. I'm like,
Mom,
did you make this? She just went to town. Still making a banging turkey at 90 years old. At
wow.
Old. So I love seniors. We used to go, and I'd love to do this again, but we used to go, it reminds me, we used to go to the nursing homes. And I've taken my children, and this is, they love when you come in to sing Christmas carols. Mm. So we've gone together, several of us from the church, and we'd just go and sing Christmas carols. And the great thing about senior elderly, they don't care how good or bad you sing. They're a great audience. I get rocking out there, you know, because they love it. They, you know,
right.
Harry's not the best, thank God. And they enjoy it, and they love to see little children. I remember when I took my boys, and they were like holding little dolls, and they wanted to kiss them and, you know, pinch their cheeks and all that. And
right.
I love visiting nursing homes. If you get the chance, really make it a point, especially during the holidays. A lot of them don't have family that can come and see them and visit with them, or they've lost family.
Mm-hmm.
And they so appreciate having visitors.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.